Hello, it's the 3rd of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. New details have emerged regarding a suspicious death at a Newtown Street residence in Luton. Police were called to the address over the weekend where the body of the victim, 33-year-old Sol Murray, was found. Post-mortem results show that Mr. Murray died due to a loss of blood from a stab wound. A woman in her 30s was located and arrested by Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Major Crime Unit investigators on suspicion of murder. She was later released. Dale Mepstead, Detective Inspector and Investigation Lead, stated, "We continue to seek the public's help in piecing together what has taken place." The Gordon Arms Entshed on Castle Road in Bedford has become the latest donation hub for Ukrainian relief supplies. Residents can make donations during open hours from noon to 11 p.m. 36-year-old Joseph Kelly from Glasgow, who was found guilty of posting an offensive tweet the day after Captain Sir Tom Moore's death, has had his sentencing delayed. He posted on social media, "The only good Brit soldier is a dead one. Burn, old fella, burn." Captain Moore from Master Mortain raised funds for the NHS during lockdown. Sheriff Adrian Cottam stated that Mr. Kelly's gratuitous insult about Sir Tom Moore was made with only offence in mind. Kelly will be sentenced at the end of March. Two trains running on the Marston Vale line between Bedford and Bletchley have been given a facelift. The upcycled former London Underground trains received a new exterior graphic design celebrating the line's 175 years in operation. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.